Hey, friend. This is a bonus podcast episode. Thank you so much for your interest in me and wanting to learn a little bit more about me and about behind the scenes of this podcast. So this episode is entirely focused on a new habit of mine. A few guests on the show have talked about the power of habits and the momentum of them for building skills, projects, and also mental clarity. So as a hobby, starting May 5th with some amazing friends in the Podcasting Fellowship, also known as TPF, we started a 60 seconds a day daily recording practice. It's been special. Thank you to the TPF community for helping and encouraging me with my daily recording. So this episode includes 22 approximately 1 minute clips from May 5th through May during the week. There's not much editing to them. I tried to share one lesson or insight of something that was unique for me from the day. The position in these messages are focused a little bit more for podcasters and content creators, but also really just focuses on my mindset and general learning and conversations that I've had with people about my podcast in May. I'm so grateful for that this time last year that I was just starting my podcasting journey as a student in the Podcasting Fellowship. What a year it has been. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So as always, I love hearing from you and would love to hear more. And as a reminder, each episode is available on my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. Going forward, we'll continue to publish episodes with people that have portfolio careers, people helping you grow your portfolio career, like transitioning, growing a side hustle, etc., and also people that are launching projects, authors, as an example. So I'm so excited for you to continue to hopefully build and grow your portfolio career with me. And here we go with the 60 seconds clips. Woo, woo, woo. 60 seconds a day. Here we go. I can already see I'm clipping. Look at that. So how did this get started? Well, I don't know. I don't know where it got started, but here I am. It is Sunday, May 5th, and I got 40 seconds left to go. So tonight I'm going to an event. I usually would like to kind of stay in and get my work done, but what I'm hoping for is looking to this night and this event as an opportunity to the unknown, to something that could be magical, could be special. I could learn something. I could meet somebody. So instead of thinking about it as, oh, this is 3 hours or 4 hours or the anxiety related to it, I'm looking to choose the potential opportunity and the possibility from it. And I would only really think that way because of generous and inspiring people like you all. So if you're thinking, if you're having similar things, try to, like I'm trying to do for this moment, is to have a new perspective on it, to open my eyes to what could happen, not what I'm missing out on from taking a new action, a new path forward. Thanks. Hey, rock stars, free range podcasters. So I'm inspired by Maria once again. And I wanted to pass along a message from last night's live recording, which was incredible. And I think the things that I was most impressed with were the power of simplicity. And I think that Tim did an incredible job of just being simple and doing what he's does so well. And there was nothing fancy about it. And another thing that I thought was fascinating was that there wasn't special, you know, audio engineering. There wasn't sound level checks. It just was like, hey, is this loud enough for everyone? Sounds good. Cool. Here we go. And I think that we, even for something like this, we get kind of scared about, is this going to be right? Is this not? Like, this is Tim Ferriss on the Tim Ferriss show that we all have listened to and millions of people around the world. And it was so simple. But obviously that's why it's good, because it's so simple. He has a format, he has a routine, and he just iterates, 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 and he becomes an expert at it. So Just like us doing with this, we're going to iterate, and we'll be experts soon. Can't wait. Thanks. Hey, it's David, and this time I'm not using Apple headphones. I'm just going to speak directly into the computer. So this morning I'm thinking about and still trying to process some feelings and thoughts from last night. And this is related to the concept of, you know, what are we doing? What am I doing as a podcaster? What change am I trying to make? What type of podcaster am I? And I think that we don't really know, and it evolves. And that's the best part of doing the work. We have an idea and we have a vision, but at the end of the day, what happens happens. So last night I unexpectedly got a message from my mom and how a recent podcast episode connected with her. And, you know, I talk to her often, but to hear her respond and connect with something that's so personal to me and brought up feelings and stories to her and much more was really, really special. And it was unprovoked and it was unexpected. And I think that's the most beautiful thing that we can do and hope to do. And so I'm so grateful for allowing the possibility and the space and through my work and everyone else's work to explore what could happen and what we can do. So all we can do is make progress and hope for the best. Thanks. So I wanted to tell a story from this morning, and it's about a friend that recently have got to know a little bit, and he's been talking to me about my podcast and stuff, and you know, we've just been developing a good relationship and stuff. And then today he messaged me and says, "Hey, really liked one of your older episodes. I actually got together with that guest and we talked about you, and I found out about him because of your podcast." So that kind of circular motion, how that all happened was, you know, shocks me. And I think that's the, I'm just so grateful. And I think that's the beauty of what we do. And the long tail that Seth talks about, when we make things, it gets out in the world and it finds its home, it finds its tribe. And, it's just beautiful. And to hear this message come back to me, from a listener is just such a privilege, such an honor. And, so I just wanted to share that. So if you're not sure where this is going to go, it may not show up immediately, but it's a chance, and it'll show up later. You won't know when, but it's beautiful. So keep making art and keep making magic. Thanks. Hey everyone. It's 10:45. And it's time to ship. So I'm so grateful for being on Maria's podcast. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. She's an amazing host. And, you know, it's almost been a year since we met, and I can't stop thinking about the quote of, "The days are long and the years are short." And it's only been a year, and to think about how much work and how much better we've gotten together is fascinating to me, in the sense that if it's only been a year, it's just really inspiring to me. And I know all great things compound in life. So yeah, today was a special day that I'm just so grateful for and honored. Thanks for everyone's help and getting me to this point. And I can't wait to see what we all do together in the next year. Hey everyone, I'm excited to see you all tomorrow for Saturday Masterminds. Thought I would combine this update with my 60 seconds here. So let's see here. Great day. And one thing that I was really, again, surprised by was, out of the blue, I had a friend from high school and growing up just post about my podcast unexpectedly. Just really grateful for ideas getting out into the world and people finding it. It's just, you know, I've said this multiple times this week, it's just been such a gift. And so I've definitely been burned out from editing, gone through the dip. But just want to say that, yeah, on the other side, there's some great gifts there for you. So excited to catch up more tomorrow. And yeah, go, go, go. Hello, hello, hello. So great seeing everybody earlier today. So one thing that I was thinking about was something came up that reminded me of when I used to work for a startup. And it's general business advice too, but it's talk to your customers, talk to your peers, talk to your people that could be a part of your tribe and those that you seek to serve. So unexpectedly, I texted a friend who just got a new job, and she said, "Oh, hey, thanks. Really digging the podcast. Been listening for a while." And I was not expecting that. But, you know, you got to go talk to people to find this out. Another thing that this makes me think about is if you're seeing somebody that's doing creative work and that you respect, tell them that. Tell them more and more and more. As we know, we are so lucky to have each other here. And yeah, excited for more podcasts this week. So, hey everyone. Somebody just asked me, what has been one of your biggest surprises in starting your podcast? So I then thought that I would say the answer to you all as well. And that is that people say yes and want to be on your podcast. And I think that was something that definitely was a surprise to me. I feel like I thought my success rate or conversion rate was going to be a lot lower than it actually turned out to be. Got lucky so far, and you never know how things will go going forward. But that's what I've learned so far, and I just thought that I'd share that. So if you have a hunch and want to interview somebody, do it. Ask them, and you may be surprised what they say. Can't wait to hear how it goes, and can't wait to hear your next episode. Go, go, go. This 60 seconds, what a gift. And what a gift Seth's blog post was this morning. I don't know. I think I shared it on many different networks and groups and communities and stuff. But just the having the worldview of lifelong learning and lifelong connection, wow. I mean, this is just so profound as we think about all these different short-term tricks and tips and things like that and hacks that people try to do. But just to take a long-term view like that, and to think that as a podcast, you have a lifelong tool and asset to engage with people, to connect with people, to learn from people, to share that with others, such a gift, just such a gift. So that's what I've been thinking about all day, and just wanted to share with you about that. And yeah, just so grateful. Thanks, everybody. Yeah, so excited for what's next and for a lifetime. Yeah, lifetime. Hey, friend. Just so grateful for all the progress that's happened today, from people getting into Apple Podcasts to sharing personal messages to getting abrupt calls from my mom because I was on a podcast by someone we know. I guess I'm just so inspired once again. And that what we're doing here in this lifelong learning, lifelong connection, just still just gets at me and can't stop thinking about it. And the opportunity that we have here to show up, to lead, to connect, to contribute, such a gift. And just love seeing everybody continuing to make progress at whatever small step that may be. And that's all that really matters. And I think that that's one thing that I'm so clear is just the next step, you know, cranking the next gear to a bike, even though I don't know how to ride a bike, but I think that's what people say. So I just wanted to share that thought and just so excited for that progress that everyone's making, like myself. And yeah, can't wait to ship a podcast tomorrow. Bye. So grateful for people picking up on different feelings and emotions that I'm portraying on these nightly recaps of mine. I guess that's now my thing. But yeah, it's just been so great to see this. And yeah, So I got caught off guard today by a comment by a friend, and I want to share it with you all. And she just said, "David, you matter and your work matters." And I just paused and I just kind of got like knocked off my rocker a little bit. And so we're all kind of stretching here and pushing ourselves. And I just want you to know that you matter and your work matters. And I'm trying to continue to remember that myself too. So yeah, I just wanted to communicate that here and just let you know that this is such important work. To keep going. And I hope that I continue to remember this, as I continue to push myself because of, the leaps that everyone here is taking and desires to get better and better. So, thanks for this, this chance to share this thought. Hey everyone. Friday night. And I'm just really inspired by Adam Ashton and, his co-partner Adam as well. I'm excited for them and for hitting number 200 episode and for the awards for top business and marketing podcasts in Australia that hopefully they win tomorrow night. So as I listened to on Jergens podcast with Adam, talked a lot about how Adam thought about the skills that he was really thinking about in wanting to develop as a podcaster, and it really, really resonated with me and I think many of us here. And again, I'm still so inspired by how long Adam has been took to get an author on his on a show and how selective he was throughout that. So 6 or 7 months later, and here he is, and now 200 episodes later. So Adam, congrats. Thanks for setting such a trail, showing us what possibility looks like. So excited to see everybody tomorrow. Highlight of the week. Can't wait. Hey everyone. It's back. 60 seconds. So in honor of a friend's birthday last week, he sent me a quote last year when I was in the middle of podcasting fellowship. It's called, he says, content is a chance. So I love that quote. And I love him, so I'm wishing him a happy birthday. And yeah, just, I know we think about, how many downloads and yada, yada, yada. But what about if it's just one person? And what about if that one person is your mom or your dad or your best friend or somebody that really needs to hear the message, somebody that you inspire, somebody that makes a change? That's can be pretty special. So, yep, content is a chance. And yeah, have a great week. Hey everyone. Happy May 21st, 2019. The only May 21st, 2019 we're going to get. So, thing on my mind, I am grateful for seeing how skills continue to develop and transfer to other areas of my life. So I'm currently taking the Alt MBA right now, and one of the prompts over the weekend, we decided to make a little PSA, an audio-based PSA, with a little bit of slideshow, and used the audiogram format to make it. And so I was grateful to be able to utilize those skills to say, hey, there's this thing that I can do, and make something with the team. So a lot of fun, and just it's just really cool to see something that didn't have in my toolkit about a year ago to now utilize it in other areas of my life. Hey podcaster, what's up? So Wednesday night, thanks everybody for your messages and the kind words. So I guess this is what I'm thinking about is I'm starting to see some glimmers of some friends that I know, some podcasters that are starting to experience some nice little opportunities. I'm starting to see some other podcasters that kind of fall off. So I know there's that one stat that says something about the average podcaster is like 6 or 7 episodes. And I'm starting to see that. And so I encourage you all to just keep going. And what's on the other side of it can be really exciting. So
I'm just so inspired and grateful for all the hard work that's going on here and lifelong learning and lifelong connection. And just, yeah, I just want to let you know that I'm starting to see some things glimmer a little bit and wanted to pass that along. Hey, everyone. Before I forget, I wanted to share a message that I've been shockingly grateful for. And that is how my podcast and ideas and starting to kind of trickle into, in addition to my mom, but also one of my sisters. And we've just been connecting about it recently, and it's just been really such a gift. And I, it's like someone that has seen so much about you, knows so much about you, supports you in so many different ways, and then to connect with you about your work and ideas and new ventures and stuff on, you know, kind of personal levels and stuff, and how it weaves into the conversation is just really fascinating and inspiring. So again, it takes time, but when it happens, it's just magical. So keep going and keep making art. That's all we can do. Thanks. Hey, podcaster. So excited to see you tomorrow for Saturday's call, which I love. More dancing, more conversations, more connection, more progress, and more ruckus. So Friday night, I guess one of my biggest takeaways is I had two things that just happened in the last 24 hours. One, just recorded a podcast. It's great. Unexpected, you know, new reach out, new opportunity. And then another one was I just got turned down in somebody that I've been trying to get on the podcast for a while. My prior self and would say, get disappointed. Now I just say, it's okay. I'm going to be at this for a long time. And when the time is right, it's going to happen. So yeah, just these little shifts, they keep adding up. So I just want to pass that along and can't wait to see you tomorrow. Bye. Hey everyone. So great seeing you Saturday, 2 days ago. And can't wait to see you next Saturday. And I guess the thing that I'm thinking about was just gratitude and gratefulness. And I went to an event yesterday, a friend's barbecue, and just kind of caught up with a bunch of different people. And people are coming up to me about the podcast, and just, it just feels great to see kind of the work slowly work its way into the culture and stuff. So, and listening to people in real time. One thing that I learned was somebody said, hey, I used to have a podcast and had over 200 episodes and said, 50 is a good mark, but 100 is when things get interesting. So that's what I guess that's my new compass, 100. Thanks for helping getting me to 100, and can't wait for the week ahead. Hey, everyone. So it's a little late, but I'm going to ship. So earlier today, I asked a question, what's been your favorite podcast so far? And my reaction was all of them, every single one of them. Each one of them is special, unique, and important and meaningful to me. Magical, if you will. So I'm grateful for that conversation and grateful for each one of them. Privileges and opportunities I've had to make a podcast with amazing people from all over the world. So just want to pass that along and how precious each one is. And I can't wait for the next one and for your next podcast. Woo, woo. Hey, everyone. Happy May 29th. I am just really inspired by everyone making podcasts and, today, you know, Colm and Julia publishing their first podcasts and stuff. It's just so amazing to see. And that's what we're doing here. And that's why we're here, is to ship our work and make progress and make change. And yeah, I think a lot of times we get hard on ourselves and stuff, and you know, want to go faster and stuff. But just wanted to pause and to say thanks and congrats and celebrate this special milestone. So yeah, thanks for all the hard work to get to this point, and for tomorrow and the next day and the days after that. So thanks again, and yeah, excited for what's next. Hey everyone, May 30th. So I guess I wanted to tell a story that happened about a week or a week and a half ago, and I haven't really shared it with anyone. So I thought I'd share with my friends at TPF. So I asked somebody to be on my podcast, and that person responded, "Yeah, sounds good. How about in a year?" A year. And I just said, "Great, can't wait." So it was such a gift in the sense that somebody believed in me and says, "Yeah, keep going. I love what you're doing, but let's do it in a year." So, you know, there's easy to to get upset by that, but I just thought that that was just really interesting. And somebody that thought that I was going to be doing this in a year and wanted to be doing it with me in a year. Such a gift. So just wanted to share that with you all, and can't wait to see how many podcasts and the change you make over the next year. Hey, friend. What a week. So excited to see you tomorrow. Wanted to share a story, May 31st. Anyways, wanted to share a story from a friend who has been listening here and there to my podcast. And he just out of the blue sent me unexpected feedback. Feedback is a gift. And he said, "Hey, I really like how you're starting to position podcasts more and more as a pitch and a sale." He's like, "I listen to, I'm not going to say names, other podcasts and stuff. And, you know, a lot of times I kind of dig around and I'm not really entirely sure why I'm listening to it. And then I spend 20, 30 minutes or so, and I'm still trying to figure it out." So he appreciates the kind of positioning and the marketing and pitch of a podcast of what's it going to be about, in advance. So I've been trying to get better and better at this and been thinking about this more and more. Yeah, hope this helps, and can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Thanks again for tuning in to another exciting episode of Portfolio Career Podcast. As a reminder, this episode is also available on my website, portfoliocareerpodcast.com. There, you can also record and ask a question related to all things related portfolio career, to potentially be included in a future episode. Really excited for you to use these insights to build and grow your portfolio career. And as always, let me know what you think.